On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy. Supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
The Sunday Independent, €260 million a week bill as the lockdown intensifies. The state could face a bill of at least €260 million a week to support closed businesses and laid off workers when COVID restrictions are increased in the coming days. The government is expected to escalate its response to the COVID-19 surge and to introduce a mix of level 4 and level 5 restrictions. That story is written this morning by Hugh O'Connell, political correspondent with Independent Newspapers. He's on the line for us now. Hugh, good morning. Can we take it at least for certain that it's not going to be a case of the government deciding not to escalate restrictions, that they have now basically agreed they're going to do it, and the question is how high?
Yeah, I think that's a fair summation of it, Gavin. I think that the there's a recognition that the situation is very serious. NPHET have been very clear now that the country should enter level 5. They've been saying that for 2 weeks. Their most recent recommendation said that this level 5, an effective lockdown, would last for 6 weeks. But there is a reluctance amongst members of the cabinet to going to level 5. Some believe that it should be level 4 and these measures should be allowed to work their way through for the next few weeks. But there's a kind of an acceptance, I think, amongst other ministers that we're going to land somewhere between levels 4 and 5, a kind of a mix of the restrictions that are in both, in an attempt to get people basically to reduce their contacts and to stop, I suppose, interacting with people in such a way that the virus can be allowed to spread, or create situations where the virus can be allowed to spread. So what ministers are trying to assess now is, well, what is the impact of escalating restrictions? What's the financial impact? The economic impact and the impact on people's well-being, and some of the detail we have in the Sunday Independent today gets into that. One of the concerns about going straight to level 5 is that you effectively lay off 120,000 people by doing that straight away. So 120,000 people out of a job for 6 weeks, potentially, possibly longer, because there's now a fear that if businesses are forced to shut again for an extended period, they will not be able to reopen again. They just won't have the financial means by which to do that.
Does that imply, Hugh, that the cabinet is making its decision not based so much on what is good for health, but rather whether they can afford the economic consequences, that it's a case of livelihoods at the expense of lives?
No, I think it's lives and livelihoods in tandem, really. But I mean, obviously, that's difficult to do. I mean, you can't just disregard one for the other. So you have to strike a balance, and I suppose it's trying to strike a balance, you know, in terms of keeping the health service going. And one of the most important things, I think, was the briefing from Paul Reid yesterday, who expressed concerns about the capacity of the health service, not necessarily to cope with the surge itself, but the impact that might have on non-COVID care. Because obviously, if hospitalizations and ICU admissions skyrocket, there is an inability, I suppose, in the health service to cope with other non-COVID issues. So all of these things are being taken into consideration, and some of the other figures thrown around yesterday in some of the briefings were the impact on the pandemic unemployment payment by escalating up through the restrictions. So if you go to level 4, that's going to make the scheme cost €100 million a week to pay out to people who are laid off. If you go to level 5, it's €160 million a week. So that's a massive cost. And then the new COVID restriction support scheme that the government unveiled this week, and it hopes to start paying out to businesses that have been forced to close due to restrictions in the next few weeks. That is estimated at level 3 to cost about €40 million. But if you go to level 4 or 5, you're talking about €100 million per week. So there's a huge economic cost to all of this. And there's obviously a huge societal and mental well-being cost to this as well. And so the government is trying to weigh up these things and implement measures accordingly. But it's difficult, which is perhaps why they're taking a bit longer than we would have thought. And obviously that uncertainty exists for the public, which isn't ideal either.
Yeah, by the way, on the question of uncertainty, is there any reticence within ministers to, this idea of meeting somewhere between levels 4 and 5? Is there any reluctance or pressure against that, given that it's only about 5 weeks since this new roadmap was published and Micheál Martin promised at the time that there wasn't going to be any intermediate stages? It was going to be 3 or 4 or 5 and not some sort of halfway house.
But you see, we're already in the intermediate stages, Gavin, if you think about it. I mean, we here in Dublin are in level 3 restrictions, but in fact,
plus
they're
no
really
plus.
Kind of, yeah, and also all home visits are banned. So we are kind of in a level 3.5 almost, and then you have three counties along the border that are in level 4 restrictions. So I think amongst the ministers I've spoken to in the last 48 hours, There is some who believe that we should just move the entire country to level four, allow those measures to have an impact over the next few weeks and stick to that rather than continually chopping and changing. But others accept that there's a real need to escalate restrictions, and therefore perhaps if we can get to a sort of a landing zone of between level four and level five, level four plus as it's been dubbed in some government circles, that would be probably adequate or probably the best approach. But certainly, there is also, I think, a fatigue with the restrictions, as there is amongst the general public. Mm-hmm. And you can see the political consensus kind of breaking down almost. You have the Labour Party very clearly now on Friday coming out and saying we need to move to level four for 3 weeks and potentially another 3 weeks again if necessary. That's a clear position that they're taking. Sinn Féin, pretty unclear about what their position is. Haven't kind of confronted this question of whether or not the public health advice should be accepted in full. We asked Mary Lou McDonald about this yesterday, and we got a response that didn't really tell us anything other than, you know, if more restrictions need to be implemented, they should be implemented. I detect as well a strong degree of resistance in both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to moving up to an effective lockdown. There's a growing number of kind of vocal backbenchers in Fine Gael, including Owen Murphy, the former housing minister, who are very worried about the economic impact of this. And in the Sunday Independent today, the junior health minister, Anne Rabbitt of Fianna Fáil TD, is saying that perhaps we should just work with the levels we have at the moment. We should be in level three, but we should all act like we're in level five. We need to reduce our contacts. And I think it goes back to something that Michael McGrath said earlier this week, the public expenditure minister. It's just the need to exercise common sense. If you're in a situation with another person where you're in close contact with them, or you're in the same room with them for an extended period, you run the risk of catching the virus. You have to behave, as the Taoiseach said earlier this week, as if you have the virus, as if other people around you have the virus. So really, I think it's, you know, the government is trying to get this message across, but it's perhaps getting confused, is that people just need to exercise their common sense with all of this.
A message and a story that I'm sure will go on for a little while. Hugh, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for bringing us up to speed this morning. That's Hugh O'Connell, political correspondent with Independent News and Media.